Hey everyone, this is your friend, Brother Gary, with Hands Across the Border Devotional, and we're continuing through the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 2, and we're looking at the seven churches. We're going to start in verse number 18. While you're doing that, I want to remind you, hit the subscribe button so you get all our latest podcasts, and you can check out our website at www.handsacrossborder.com, or even like us on Facebook at Hands Across Border, and you can get our updates as we're delivering Bibles across Mexico. We're in beautiful Mexico, and I know it's cold in the Midwest, but it is in the high 80s here in Mexico. Beautiful down here, and we're in Revelation chapter 2, verse number 18. Let's dig right in. It says, "And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first." And so Thyatira, this is the contaminated church. Last time we looked at the worldly church, right? And so this is contaminated. But I want you to notice as we're going through these seven churches, remember, we're looking at it such a way as, okay, is there some things in here that I'm doing right that we can praise the Lord for? And are there some things that I'm lacking that I need to get right to get closer to the Lord? That's the way we want to look at this, okay? And so look how it begins in verse number 18. It begins with the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, we said this, everything begins and ends with Jesus Christ. If it doesn't have Jesus in the beginning, then it is not worth a thing, right? So we see Christ, and we see him with eyes as a flame of fire and feet like fine brass. Now, when we think of eyes of fire, picture that in your mind. And what that's saying is this, he sees everything. There is not a thing that you and I can hide from the Lord. We can't hide our motives. We can't hide anything. And so he sees everything, and his feet like fine brass, that represents judgment. Not only does he see everything, but he judges everything, and his judgments are right. Now, how do we know how he's going to judge things? Do we roll dice? How do we figure this out? Do we get a feeling? You know, all of a sudden the hair stands up on our arms. So, oh, that must be the Lord. No, we do it by the word of God. He looks at things through his word. So if you want to judge something correctly, it's not you and I judging it. It's the Lord judging it. If he says it's okay, he'll say it's okay in his word. If it's not okay, he'll say it's not okay. And so he sees and judges everything. Remember that. Now, he says some things about this church that are good. He says they're increasing, right? Their works, their charity. Now, oftentimes people will go to 1 Corinthians 13. They call it the love chapter, and it is a love, but charity is much more than that. In our day and age, charity is to give a handout to someone. But the old English word charity literally means a supreme love for God and universal goodwill toward man. And he knew that they had a supreme love for God, and they had this universal goodwill toward man, and their service was increasing, abounding work of the Lord. Their faith was reliable and consistent. They were patient, and their works, he says, just kept increasing. And so I want you to think about something right now. Here's what I want you to think about, and we'll call it quits here. Remember this, God sees everything. He knows our motives. He knows everything we're doing, and he's judging everything. So let's just be honest with ourselves and with the Lord. How are we doing with our work for the Lord? And we're not talking about earning our salvation by works. Remember, we get saved by grace through faith. And so, but once we're saved, we're to do some work for the Lord. And how is our charity? How is our supreme love for God and our universal goodwill toward man? Is our service increasing? Is our faith reliable and consistent? Our patience or endurance as we just keep putting one foot in front of the other? Because every day is not the greatest day in the world for you and I, let's just be honest. But we just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Why? Because we know God sees it. We know God gives us the strength to do it. And we have such a love for the Lord that we just consistently trust him and move forward and want to serve him with our lives. Is that the attitude you have today, friend? Now, you can tell me yes, and you can tell everybody around you yes. But remember, the one with the eyes of flame of fire and feet like fine brass, he sees it all. The only one you'll fool is yourself. And so ask yourself right now, can the Lord commend me? Can he say, way to go in your service for him, with your faith in him, with your patience of just putting one foot in front of the other and trusting the Lord to work things out? And are you doing more today for the Lord than you did before? Well, you know, I'm older and this and that. It doesn't matter. We should be yielding more and more of our lives to him. How you doing there? I pray the Lord to bless you now. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.